Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes abrasive nudge to take a leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, hello. A little bit of housekeeping here. While I get live on TikTok, a little bit of housekeeping for you guys. Make sure you are signed up for love letters at brandonlynette.com. If you are looking for my favorite core supplement, which I think would absolutely benefit you during the cold and flu season. Do those still exist? I don't know if they still exist, but great for your immune system. Seriously, it's been amazing for my skin, my hair, my nail growth. It's top notch. I 10 out of 10 recommend the supplement. So check that out. It says my new favorite core supplement. It is not out for public consumption. Okay. I just want to make that clear. I do have a secret app to get a secret link to get you in quickly. It looks like TikTok is coming on here just fine. We'll see if we can avoid getting put in the naughty list. I get sent, and we're going to set another. I have two apps today that we're going live in. So thanks you guys for your patience, but we're going to talk about some mindfulness. Okay. And the first thing I want to talk about is kind of the consequence of not being mindful. Like, maybe you're thinking that it doesn't matter to you. This doesn't seem like an important episode. You're like, I don't give a fuck about mindfulness. But if I show you some of the consequences that it has in your life, because it does affect your mental and physical well-being, okay? Some of those impacts are going to include, obviously, heightened stress and anxiety. Hello, everybody. So I'm not going to go down the list of names. And I know you guys know why, because, you know, I can't, I don't. I'm not going to say can't. I don't edit my podcast. So we're just going to go for this, okay? But the first issue that you're going to have is increased, you know, stress and anxiety. Without mindfulness, you know, we're going to become more reactive to stressors, which means we're allowing worry and anxiety to spiral out of control. And this right there leads to the heightened feelings of overwhelm. It leads to the burnout. And then we have that reduced focus. And we're not being productive. Mindfulness is going to help you recognize and manage your emotions in a healthy way, because ignoring it absolutely leads to heightened feelings of overwhelm and burnout. And I feel like I know you guys can relate to this because I weave in and out of this all the time if I'm not focused on mindfulness. But I promise you it affects your physical health as well, okay? Chronic stress, poor emotional regulation, the constant busyness, that constant busyness is so toxic. This leads to physical health problems. Like, you're going to increase your risk of heart issues, high blood pressure. You're definitely fucking up your immune system. Mindfulness is scientifically proven to have physical health benefits. We want that. It includes lowering your cortisol. Okay. This is what everybody that sells weight loss products, they try to sell you on magic cortisol drops. Okay. There is no magic. Are there tools do I think that could help? Yes, absolutely. But there is no magic. You have to learn to be mindful because it doesn't matter what you take. If you continue to put yourself in these high stress situations, you're going to fuck yourself up. Okay. But the cortisol is your stress hormone. And if you get this regulated, then obviously, like, you have a better sleep quality. If you are not mindful, you are weakening all of your relationships. You're weakening your relationships. Mindfulness will encourage active listening. It encourages empathy, and it makes you become someone who is present in conversations. This is something that drives me crazy when I'm trying to talk to someone and they're definitely just down on their phone, like do to do do to do do to do. It drives me absolutely bananas. Like, if you're going to talk to me, be present in the conversation or I'm going to take myself into another room, right? There is no point if you're not going to look me in the eye and actually talk to me that we should even have a conversation. Be fucking present, okay? Because that's it. We're not actively listening. We're not showing empathy. We aren't being present. And so now our relationships are going to become less. We are not attuned to other people. We're not attuned to the needs of other people. We are less patient. And so we're going to be reactive. Therefore, we're going to start, you know, engaging in conflicts, and we're going to start, you know, bringing up all these misunderstandings. You're going to have a decreased well-being. Ignoring mindfulness means living on autopilot. I am a robot, default mode network. I don't know what's going on. You're constantly moving from one task to the other without truly engaging in or appreciating that present moment. You're not going to be satisfied. Absolutely. Will be leading yourself to a sense of dissatisfaction. There will be a lack of fulfillment and a diminished sense of purpose. Not being mindful makes you reactive, stressed, and disconnected from yourself and other people. I want you to learn to build healthier mental habits because this is going to improve your overall well-being. How can you benefit from this? Mindfulness. Okay, we're going to get to how to be mindful. And I'm bringing God in this one because less of me, more of thee. And I've learned this literally. The Bible is the guidebook for life. If you were like, we weren't given a manual on how to do this, bitch, there is a whole manual for how to do life. Okay. So I'm bringing some of that into that. So if you are like, ah, she's going to talk about God, this is your out. Okay. This is your chance to bounce out. But I think this is important because I want you guys to learn to enhance your self-awareness. When you're mindful, it's going to encourage the present moment awareness without the judgment. Okay. This helps people become more conscious of their own thoughts and emotions and behaviors. That awareness is foundational for your personal growth. It allows people to identify limiting beliefs. It allows you to identify habitual patterns. It allows you to identify the triggers. And then it gives you your opportunity to change your response. You see why this episode is so important to be following yesterday's emotional detachment. Yes, I know you can see that. It improves emotional regulation. Mindfulness helps people create that space between the stimulus and the reaction. By being mindful of your emotional state, people can understand their feelings. You can choose how to respond rather than reacting. So you have better emotional control. There's no reactivity. You have literally started fostering a more stable emotional life. You are going to have less cognitive disruption, okay? Mindfulness practice, people observe your thoughts non-judgmentally. Observe your thoughts. You don't have to hang on to every single one. And I know some of you are going to laugh because this, I am just like a broken record, right? All the things. I used to love watching Lucy. I love Lucy. And there's an episode where she is working in the chocolate factory and she just starts picking chocolates off of the belt and stuffing them everywhere. That's what we do with our thoughts. We think because we're having it, we have to hold on to it. So we just keep like overfilling our cheeks and our pockets and we fuck ourselves, right? Because it's not necessary. You do get to choose them. You can see them, not judgmentally, without an emotional attachment. So you can start to recognize the all or nothing thinking. You can stop, you know, making everything a catastrophe. You could stop with the negative self-talk. And this is how you shift to like that balanced, realistic thinking. That's especially important when we are so focused on mindset, because mindset is everything. As you overcome the distorted thought patterns, that's essential for mental resilience. That's essential if you want that positive change. It's going to cultivate the non-judgmental attitude toward every experience, difficult, whatever it is. It reduces that tendency to start avoiding things, to suppress things, or to just really haul off and let the bad situation get worse. When you practice mindfulness, you learn to face the challenges with that resilience, and setbacks aren't the end of the world for you. It's temporary. They're manageable. You realize that the life is happening for you, not to you. You think you're someone that can't concentrate. You think you're someone that can't focus, that you just can't perform all of these things. It's because you are not being mindful. If you were mindful, you would have improved concentration. You would have the cognitive flexibility. This enhances performances in all areas of your life. You train your mind to focus on one thing at a time. Mindfulness reduces distractions and promotes the clearer thinking. It's the key for setting and achieving goals. That's how you maintain that sense of motivation, okay? That's how you make the well-informed decisions. But this being someone who is mindful, you suddenly cultivate a greater sense of compassion, not just towards yourself, but to other people. And I think I love that benefit for myself because I can start to see a whole situation and start to see other people's side. Even if I don't agree, I can still see that. And it stops the conflict. It stops the judgment. I think one of the things that we're all guilty of is that judgmental attitude. And we do that. And because we're judgmental with other people, we start to become judgmental with ourselves. And that's why we don't step into our power. That is why we're not, you know, stepping into our potential, because we've been so judgy. We've said the worst of everything about everybody else because we found that little piece of truth inside ourselves, and it just fucks you up. That compassion you can have towards other people is huge when you become mindful, because you start practicing that self-compassion, then, you know, you challenge that idea that perfectionism is real because you realize it's not. Then there's no more negative self-judgment. You have this incredible self-acceptance. So then you start developing that same attitude towards other people, which is beneficial for you, not just in personal relationships, but in professional relationships too. Mindfulness is going to encourage that present moment focus that supports a growth mindset. It'll be live tomorrow, darling. Hello, everybody. Hi, guys. Listen, Bitch podcast on Apple or Spotify. You guys got a sneak peek preview. But it's the growth mindset, right? The belief that abilities, intelligence can be developed through the effort and learning. It helps individuals embrace challenges. It's going to help you view failure as part of the learning process and stay open to the opportunities of growth. Growth is not meant to be comfortable. It's going to stretch you, just like you grew into your body. Do you guys remember having growing pains? All my kids had them. You grow and you stretch, and it doesn't always feel great, but it's worth it, isn't it? That's important, staying open to those growth opportunities. That mindset's essential for the long-term success and self-improvement. Mindfulness is going to reduce rumination. That's where we're dwelling on past mistakes or worrying about the future over and over and over and over and over and over. And when you're ruminating on the past, okay, we are allowing people to experience greater peace when we stop doing that, the contentment for the present moment. By grounding yourself in the now, mindfulness reduces anxiety and fosters a deeper sense of fulfillment and happiness. I have to do the TikTok puzzle. This isn't my favorite place to be all the time, okay? Mindfulness is going to help people become more attuned to their goals and values. It's going to allow you to break down larger, overwhelming tasks into smaller, manageable steps. Okay. This promotes sustained motivation. Additionally, it's going to help you align your actions with your core values. And obviously, that's going to give us a lot of satisfaction with what we're doing. If you are working from the core of who you are, everything always feels good all the time. Even if it doesn't, you find the reason it could. Mindfulness encourages intentionality. Okay. Intentions are everything in decision-making and action, and that's critical for sustainable behavioral change. This allows you to watch your automatic behavior. That's it. And you're going to make the conscious choice aligned with your long-term goals rather than falling back into the old habits, because everywhere you go, there you are. I want you to have that sense of self-awareness, emotional regulation, and where does God fit into this, okay? Because I'm going to tell you mindfulness. Mindfulness for me lately has been from the good book. And there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot that I could bring up from the Bible that will talk to and align for us when it comes to what mindfulness is and the way God wanted us to view it. But we're just going to go with the key things I have, because we don't have all night, right? I don't have all night. Maybe you guys have all night, but I don't. But renew your mind. Renewing your mind is important. And the verse I think that is the most important to this right now is, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Meditate on God's word daily. Like, make scripture something that is a part of you, because it's going to help you shape your thoughts. This is where you can align them with God's truth. This is how I know when I'm getting a download or I'm veering off the path. I'm in alignment because I can reflect on what's going on, especially if I'm taking time to reflect on a passage that encourages the peace that, you know, where he's telling me everything is going to be okay and everything is the will of God. And if I just allow that by staying true to my core ethics and values and stay in alignment with his word, that I will always get there. That's it. Take time to read these and be aware of his presence. I think that's everything. I wouldn't be here without God. I mean, obviously, because I believe in him. But genuinely, as a human being and my perspectives and everything I've ever gone through to be in this moment, because that is the biggest question I get, is like, how did you turn out like this? How, after everything you went through, could I be bitter and angry and I could be a monster? I could be a monster and I would justify it. And people that want to justify their shit would sign up on my bullshit. People will sign up on my bullshit all day long. That's not who I want to be. You want to renew your mind. This is the foundation of mindfulness, because we want to align our thinking with God's will, our thinking with God's will. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I've double highlighted that before. Practice the pause. Be still and know what is coming. And that's from Psalms, by the way, in case you weren't sure. If you want to cultivate mindfulness, set a time every day for stillness and talk to him. Quiet reflection. Maybe you don't even have to say anything to him. Maybe you're new here and you're just like, I feel really weird talking to him right now. I promise he knows your heart. You don't have to say anything. Just be still. Be still. We are called to meditate on his word. That is the mindfulness. That is practicing the pause. Set aside time for this during the day. It allows you to quiet the distractions of the world so you can focus solely on his presence. That's it. The more we practice that stillness, the more we become aware of God's voice leading our lives. We're not trying to take control of everything, because we know God is in control. That's another verse as well. God is in control. Pray without ceasing. That's it. Make all your conversation something with him. Pray with purpose and focus. Prayer is a form of mindfulness that draws our attention to his will and his ways. That's it. Don't rush through it. Okay. Focus on being present when you are talking to him. And as you pray, be aware of the peace and the guidance that is with you. Use the moments of prayer throughout the day to bring your thoughts and emotions in alignment to his truth. His truth is your truth. This is where my mindfulness comes from, because guess what? Every single day, if I wake up with that intention and that purpose and I say, God, I can't handle this. I need help with this. I bring prayer into my marriage, prayer as a mom, prayer for my friends, prayer for strangers, prayer for my enemies. That's a tough one. I pray for them a lot because I have to drown out the judgment voice that wants to come through, or all the things I want to say that are bad. I think I pray extra for my enemies, you guys. That's the truth. It's a real confession, because the devil's voice is there and I want to say a lot of mean things, but instead I just pray until I don't hear the negative thoughts anymore. Less of me, more of thee. I'm not playing. Less of me, more of thee. We put our egos out of the way and we just give him the power. That's it. That's it. Life is so much easier when I know I don't carry the weight of the world. Everything we've been talking about for this is the second day since last week, third episode. They're all together here. All of this, that emotional detachment. I don't have to have anxiety about the future because it's in God's hands. I don't have to worry about it. I just show up in my potential. I just show up in who I know I can be and who he called me to be. I don't have to worry about anything outside of that. Do you know what that's like? Imagine right now you could sit down and free yourself of all your shit, because you can. You can. And I promise it feels funny at first. It does. It genuinely feels funny, especially when you're like me and you're the black sheep and you've veered off the path one too many times and you feel like you're just not worthy. I promise I am. I am. And I feel that in everything I've done. I'm almost done with the Bible in this year. And I am so excited. Like, I am overwhelmed with just this new discovery and this love and knowing that no matter what, I'm always going to be okay. because everything always works in my favor because I am His. It's amazing. I want you to pray that mindfulness to cultivate a heart of gratitude. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And everything give thanks. If you have an attitude of gratitude, you can't not be in the present moment. You can't. If you have an attitude of gratitude, you can't carry your past burdens to your present mind. Because if I'm grateful for everything I have right now, I have to be grateful for everything that happened to get me here. What happened? People hurt me. I can't dwell on that if I'm going to be grateful for where I am. I have to be grateful that it made me who I am. You've been hurt. I know you've been hurt. In this moment right now, who you can be matters. Who you can be matters. Mindfulness includes intentional focus on the blessings all around you. A grateful heart shifts our focus from worry and anxiety to trust and contentment. Keep a gratitude journal. Mindfully take moments during the day to thank God for everything, for His provision, for His peace, for His presence in your life. I'm just glad. Thank God I don't have to carry the weight of the world. Thank God I don't have to worry about what's coming. Meditate on God's word. Y'all know I have that toxic relationship with the word meditate, but it's in the Bible a lot. And not the kind of meditate where I was messing with other energy and, you know, leaving my physical body and doing some weird shit. That stuff is scary. The consequences for that still scare me. I didn't know what I was doing. And it's definitely not our business. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. What does that mean? It means reflecting on scripture. Start somewhere. Maybe you don't have a Bible right now. I guarantee if you're listening to this podcast, you have the internet. Go and find Bible studies. There's a bunch of free Bible study apps. There's everything. Find a verse that you like. Find a verse that will help you this week. And it's different things for me. Like, I meditate on different things, not just the verse, but I take these statements, right? Like, the devil is a liar. I had to say that to myself for a couple of weeks, probably months. The devil's a liar, because he was trying. The devil's a liar. I get that now. It is part of my core. I know to listen when he's lying to me. I know, you know, I can discern him and his, you know, evil ways over God and my potential. I can discern that now. So now it is honestly like when I'm in the car by myself, or I'm overwhelmed, or when I don't want to do something, it is less of me and more of thee, meaning my ego has to get out of the way. And that's what I'm intentional about that. Reflect on the scriptures, allow them to permeate your thoughts. It's about creating space to think about these truths and how they can apply to your life. The Bible is a guidebook. Meditating on His word, that helps you center your mind. It calms your heart and it brings clarity to any decision that you're going to make. And you can't mess up. That's the most beautiful thing, is that you can't mess up. It's like you being a parent to your kids. They can't mess up. They grow, they make mistakes, they get messy, but it all makes them more of who they're going to become. And that is the most beautiful gift, I think, that we are given. Set your mind on heavenly things. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above, not on the things of the earth. Not on the things of the earth. You have to intentionally set your thoughts on heavenly things. That's the kingdom. That's the purpose. That's the promise. Rather than being here thinking we need all the things, that all the things out here are going to define who we are. That's a distraction. You don't have to have all the things. Success isn't what other people have made it seem to be. Success is that peace. Success is having that heart of love that people can see from miles away. That's it. You stepping into your purpose. You sharing His promise rather than being consumed by everything on this earth shifts the focus, and it fosters the mindset of peace. Then you have an eternal perspective. Cast your cares on God, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You have to release the anxieties and the burdens to Him. When negative thoughts start coming up every day, take them to Him and trust that He will provide peace. When you cast your cares on God, you free your mind of worry and you cultivate trust in what he's doing, trust in his timing, trust in who you are willing to become for him. Walk in the Spirit. This is it. This is the one. Less of me, more of thee. Then I say, then walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Mindfulness involves walking in the Spirit, being sensitive to knowing that you're not just a meat suit. You're not just a meat suit. There is something bigger than you out there. You have to be present to his promptings, whether it's leading you to act in love or patience or forgiveness. You feel that. You feel that. And you can't ignore him. I mean, I've tried, babe, I've tried more than anybody I know to ignore when he has called me. You can't. And if that voice isn't going away, then you probably should just go ahead and say, okay, I surrender. I surrender. I'm ready to have a life full of peace and joy. I'm ready to step into my potential of who I knew I could be. I'm ready to practice the fruits of the Spirit with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Align your actions with God's will. And every day be willing to look inside yourself. Every day there's something I know I need to work on. Every single day, and I'm excited to do it. Examine your heart and your mind. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Every day there's something I can work on. Self-reflection helps you identify areas where your thoughts may be out of alignment with God's word. And mindfulness really genuinely is about self-examination and allowing God to reveal anything that's coming out, any thought patterns, any sin that needs addressing. Through confession and repentance, we return to the mindset and we focus on him. Praying for the enemies, it's because I had ugly thoughts. Ugly thoughts, and I immediately cease them immediately. And I pray the most for my enemies with like fervence. Okay. That's it. Be in the moment full of joy. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Another one in Psalms. Psalms is my favorite book, in case you didn't know. Mindfulness encourages living in the present moment. It's acknowledging that today is a gift from God. We're not going to dwell on the past. We're not going to worry about the future. my husband and I talk about it all the time. I got a comment over here talking about you need to be a preacher. Not ready for that. And I'm not sure it's really in my cards, but here we are. If this is what it can be, then this is what it is. Okay. Stop dwelling on shit. Know that God is sovereign over your circumstances. Embrace the present as an opportunity to serve and to love and to enjoy God's creation. Is there ever a day you can walk outside and think, oh, this earth is disgusting? Humans, yes, disgusting. Not this earth. He has made so much beauty out there. I am in awe every time. Every time I'm outside in nature, I am in awe. And maybe in nature for you means what it means for me in the winter is that we do drive-bys by the lake. Just a little drive-by to see like that huge body. I live in Lake Michigan, okay? That huge body of water. The sky is never the same. Any given night, I don't care how many nights you've been going to watch the sunset on Lake Michigan, it never looks the same. That is some great artistry. Let's rejoice and be glad in what has been created around us. Just the fact that we get this human experience, that we have gotten to experience love and joy. You know how grateful I am that I was able to hold 6 babies and birth 6 babies and feed 6 babies. You know how incredible that is? What a gift that is. Every experience that I've had, I love this. I love it. Let's cultivate the gratitude. Let's stay focused on our purpose. Doing things like this, if you can practice this every day, small little things, this is how we develop that deeper awareness of everything around us. This is how we harness God's peace. This is how I know everything is fine. I can do what I can do. It will always be my best. Is it always going to be enough? For some people, probably not. But my expectations, their expectations are not my problem. Other people's expectations of you are not your problem. It's time you step into your potential, that you are willing to create emotional resilience, that you are willing to live a life of mindfulness. It's not just about focusing on the present. It's about aligning your thoughts and emotions and your actions with truth and purpose. When you do this, you get the peace, you get the joy, you get the clarity. And then Christ isn't just someone you talk about. It's what people see reflecting in you in all aspects of your life. I want you guys to unlock your peace. I love you, babies.